Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Our next guest is an absolute superstar, Teak. As you know, just wrapped up season number 5, back-to-back rushing titles, busted the 2,000-yard mark this season. He's one of the true stars of the NFL. He's a beast and really one of the good guys, too. Titans running back Derrick Henry back with us. Hey, Derrick, welcome back. How you doing, buddy?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
We are good. Congratulations on your success, man. I got to tell you, I was doing the Raiders-Broncos week 17 of the season, and I came into the game looking at your statistics, and God, he needs 223 yards. There's no way he's getting a 2,000. I'm not going to lie, I was more distracted by your game than I was by the game that I was actually calling. How awesome of a season was it for you? You rushed for 200 yards 3 times this past season. How amazing was it from your perspective?
Man, for me to have 200 yards 3 times a season really just speaks of like the teammates, the offensive line, receivers, tight ends, fullbacks, blocking. Those guys do their job to make my job easier. And, you know, when they're rolling, I'm rolling. So, you know, all the credit goes to them. But it's a special, special season being able to, you know, have that moment with them and getting the 2K because, you know, they all take a lot of pride. We all take a lot of pride in having success in the run game.
Yeah, no, once an offensive lineman, you know, has that sense that we got something good going, you don't need to do anything else. Just turn around and hand it off to number 22. You know, Derrick, let me ask you, like the early part of your career, because BT and I met you right after you won the Heisman. You were in studio with us, and I remember saying, dude, this guy is jacked, enormous. This is Brandon Jacobs times, you know, two. But those early years, I mean, you had 110 carries, you had 175 carries, and then just over 200 carries your third year, and then all of a sudden this explosion. Was this something that changed with you, or did the Titans just view you differently? What was the difference?
My first 2 years, I was behind DeMarco Murray, a different coaching staff, and then that coaching staff had left, and then Coach Brable came in my third year, and that still didn't start the way I wanted it to, but it ended in a good way. And then from there, everything was just rolling. And I think the scheme that I'm in now, you know, it fits so perfectly, and I'm able to, you know, get the carries to be able to get in the rhythm and, you know, be able to have dominant games and do those type of things. And it's just, you know, that mindset of, you know, being a starter and, you know, being the playmaker, making plays, you know, for your team to put them in the best position to win games, that, you know, you just take on that role and try to do the best you can to, you know, help your team each and every Sunday. And that's just how it's been since then.
Well, that's what's so interesting about your rise here. We're talking to Derrick Henry, of course, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. And Tiki mentioned only 110 carries your first year, and each year the usage rate's gone up almost 400 this past season. And, you know, we always wonder because we talk about the running backs and the contracts and the shelf life and, you know, how did you feel when the season's over, pads are off for good? Like, did you feel physically shot, or do you feel like I could do this 5-6 more years? I know you just turned 27. Happy birthday, by the way. How'd you feel?
Yeah, appreciate it. I feel good. You know, after we lost against the Ravens in the first round, I was pissed. And that's just how I always am, my worst critic. I was beating on myself. I feel like I could have played better to help us win. And probably like a day or two after that, went back to working out and been working out ever since, getting ready for next year. My body feels good. I know 378 carries is a lot. And then, you know, last year and then the playoff run. But my body feels good. I'm ready to go. And I continue training just so I can be ready for next season.
Yeah, I know. You talk about that playoff game, and it's obviously disappointing. From your perspective, though, mm-hmm. I mean, people are going to gear to stop you. But that hasn't mm-hmm. always prevented you from having big games. In fact, people always ask why you're one of my favorite running backs. I'm saying I tell them because in the four-minute drill, Derrick Henry hits his head on the goalpost, right? Most people mm-hmm. get 3 yards in a cloud of dust. You take them for touchdowns. Mm-hmm. So as you think about what happened in that playoff game, how do you all as a team get better and give you more opportunities because you're the catalyst for this team?
I just think that, you know, they played better than us that first round playoff game and, you know, on all three phases. And mm-hmm. we didn't play to our standard, our style of football. And for us coming from the AFC Championship a year before and then losing the first round, I think that's all the motivation you need to be hungry, wanting to come in, hitting on all cylinders on all three phases and use that as motivation coming into next season, you know, after all – you know, the off-season stuff with the free agency and the draft, all that set in stone. You know, now it's time to focus on what we need to focus on. That's bringing the Lombardi Trophy to Nashville, and that's always going to be the goal as long as I'm here, and I'm sure that's speaking for every player that's on the roster.
You know, the one thing that's interesting about the Titans, you know, and you just mentioned the AFC Championship game, Derek. I mean, you guys were right there. You get a break here, you make a play there, you're playing for the championship. So, you know, you're knocking on the door, and there's not a huge difference in talent. Tiki and I both know you guys are well-coached. We like Vrabel a lot. But it was a little streaky last year. You guys race out of the chute. I think you were 5-0. Then you lose 3 out of 4. You know, if they said, all right, Derek, and I know they don't do this with running back. They don't even really do it with quarterbacks. But if they said, Derek, what do we need to focus in on the draft to close the gap with Kansas City, whomever else you view in your way, what would you tell them to do? What would you recommend?
Well, no, really, I don't really, you know, like really try to tell someone how to do it. Like not really trying to tell someone how to do their job, but I mean, everybody has a job and, you know, we have our job for a reason. Because we consider that we know what we're doing, we're good at it, and I trust, you know, our front office to make those decisions of to add pieces to our team to help us and take us over that hump that we need mm-hmm. on all three phases on both sides of the ball, and I trust that they'll do that. But at the end of the day, it's about, you know, how we play, how we go out there each and every Sunday, and in the playoffs, playing as a team to, you know, be able to get to Super Bowl and be able to hold that trophy up. So, like I said, no excuse on our end. You know, we didn't play better this year, but like I said, it's always great to add pieces in free agency and draft guys that can come in and help us and take us over that hump. But, you know, I think our front office do a great job of seeing what we need to do and who we need to get to take us to the next level.
All right, Derek, I know Chris Johnson definitely reached out to you, but have any mm-hmm. of the other 2,000-yard rushers reached out to you? OJ probably
hasn't,
so let's forget him.
OJ did, yeah.
He
OJ.
Did?
Oh, he did, really? What did he say to you?
He didn't reach out to me personally, but I think he put on Twitter a video congratulating me. And it was so cool because he was saying that I was going to break 2,000 yards before the season even started, nice. Which I appreciated. And Barry Sanders I talked to Barry Sanders. Who else?
Because TD is one. Eric Dickerson.
Eric Dickerson.
Jamal Lewis. That's the one people forget. Jamal Lewis of the Ravens.
Jamal Lewis.
And then Adrian Peterson. Yeah.
Adrian Peterson. That's my boy. You know, like I said, Chris reached out. Terrell Davis. Jamal Lewis. Like you said, Jamal Lewis. I love Jamal Lewis.
So they all reached out to you. Yeah. They all showed the respect.
That's cool, man. I mean, that's an elite club, like an elite club. The other thing, and I mentioned
can I ask a question for Tiki real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
One thing I always admired about your game growing up is the way you carried the ball.
Yeah, high and tight, man.
I always wanted to ask you that question, like how? Like it never left.
Yeah.
From being high and tight the whole time you had the ball, no matter what run you were running.
You want me to tell you the real reason why?
Go ahead.
Because of my head coach. So it was really my running back coach, Gerald Ingram, who taught me that technique. And he's like, when you're going through contact, just put it up there high and tight. And so I did that. But Coach Coughlin used to just grill me about, like, keeping an eye tight. He got keep an eye tight. And so I was finally like, all right, well, screw you then. I'm going to keep it on tight the whole time. And it actually made me more compact. Like, it made me more of an explosive runner, which is why I was able to have, you know, some 200-yard games. In fact, I had a season where I rushed for 200 yards three times, which brings me back to the question I was going to ask you, Derek. You've already done this five times. 200 yards in a game is not easy. You've done it five times in your short career. Adrian Peterson and OJ have the record at six. So you're tied with me now. I know you're going to break it. Do you think about those things like 200-yard days? 120-yard days are big days, but are you thinking about, man, this could be a 200-yard day when you go into each Sunday?
And you know what's so funny is, like, whenever we are in the game and we're rolling, the offensive line is like, hey, we're going to get 200. Let's get 200. They nice. Always the one that's feeling it. And it's so crazy. Like, you know, you're in that game, you're in that rhythm, you can feel, you know, that the runs just keep coming on. And that's how my offensive line is. Like, let's get 200 yards. And they get in that rhythm, they get hype, they start pushing people off the ball, and the rest is history.
Derek, I got to ask you this. So I used to be a huge, not so much anymore, back in the day, old school wrestling fan. And two of my favorites, Tiki knows this, Macho Man used to go off the top rope. He was phenomenal. And Hulk Hogan used to do this big leg drop. He's like 6'7", 320. He would just hammer you with his leg. That was their finishing move. Your finishing move is the stiff arm, all right? So I need you to take us through the early stages, whether it's Josh Norman, and there's been others that have been roadkill. When you get ready to unleash that, it what amounts to a Mack truck moving another man off the ground, how early do you spot that player? And, like, the preparation for the delivery of the stiff arm. Take us through it.
Yeah, it's so funny because we have a helmet on a stick at practice that Coach Vrabel make sure I work on every day. Just so I tie my stiff arm right and I use it effectively. But whenever I'm in the game and, you know, I'm one-on-one with a defender, which usually the DB, the ones that I usually stiff arm, I always anticipate them going low because I'm a tall guy, have long legs, and use DB try to cut your legs out. But some of them try to come high sometimes. And when they do, I'm like, I got to catch them. And usually when I do, I make sure I catch them right, either on on the crown of their helmet or either on the shoulder, just so when I push them that, you know, I'm able to knock them to the ground. And it's worked pretty good this past year. Hopefully I can keep it going.
Do you say anything when you dump them, or you just keep your mouth shut?
You can't.
Well, I don't know.
You can't talk.
Yeah, I don't say anything. I'd be so caught in the moment that I don't even be like thinking about it after the game. And then once I get to the locker room after the game, look at my phone is going crazy.
Yeah, you got the memes all over social media.
Hello.
I got to tell you, the greatest thing about that story, Derek, is that it's not accidental. You're actually practicing that. That's pretty amazing.
Every day.
All right, Derek, you are here with the lasting cologne quality scent of new Old Spice Dynasty. Tell us a little bit about this. It's kind of cool.
I mean, it's been a tough year for everyone. I mean, and everyone needs that spark of confidence to get through their day. So why not use Old Spice Dynasty, the cologne quality scent deodorant? You smell better through the day, and you can get through anything when you smell good with the Dynasty cologne scent deodorant. And it's everywhere. You can get it at Kroger. And I think everybody should check it out.
Yeah, Kroger.
I got some Old Spice stuff. I'm a big fan. I say it every time. I love Old Spice.
Me as well. Me as well. Derek,
it works,
too. You are the man. We appreciate you hopping by. Hopefully we'll connect again sometime in the future. And keep trucking them, man. You are fun to watch. You really are. And so continued success.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank y'all for having me. Hopefully you can come down to Nashville to show me how to get that thing high.
I got you. I'll come down. I'll be a little private coach.
Teague, we got to arrange this second. We got to arrange this, man. You know, we need Derek when he's interviewed by CBS. We need him to drop Tiki's name.
There you go.
Like, we can do a little business here. Derek, we'll be talking off air, brother. Don't you worry about it.
All righty.
Take care, Derek.
Thanks, Derek.
All right, y'all too.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.